This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. New Zealand has reported its first coronavirus case outside of a quarantine facility in more than 2 months, although there was no immediate evidence the virus was spreading in the community. The Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, said Sunday the case was a 56-year-old woman who recently returned from Europe. Like other returning travelers, she spent 14 days in quarantine and twice tested negative before being returned home on January 3rd. She later developed symptoms and tested positive. U.S. President Joe Biden Saturday outlined his administration's plan to fight the coronavirus, which includes mandatory mask wearing on federal properties and public transport and mass vaccination campaigns. Speaking during a virtual U.S. conference of mayors of the U.S. biggest cities, Biden urged citizens to wear face masks for 100 days until April, saying that experts estimate that at least 50,000 lives could be saved by those specific measures. And he also called on mayors to work with the administration and make sure people respect the rules, including social distancing. The Biden administration also released its strategy in vaccinating 100 million people in its first 100 days. Mexico's president said that President Joe Biden has told him the U.S. would send $4 billion to help development into Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Hardships in those nations have spawned tides of migration through Mexico toward the United States. Biden made his initial calls to foreign leaders Friday with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexico's Andrés Manuel López Obrador first on the list. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. has reaffirmed support for Taiwan following China's dispatch of warplanes near the island in an apparent attempt to intimidate its democratic government and test American resolve. State Department says it notes with concern the pattern of China's ongoing attempts to intimidate its neighbors, including Taiwan. Taiwan's defense ministry says China on Saturday sent 8 bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons and 4 fighter jets just southwest of the island. It's part of a long-standing pattern of Chinese incursions aimed at pressuring the government of President Tsai Ing-wen and to caving to Beijing's demand that she recognize Taiwan as part of a Chinese territory. Police detained over 2,000 people and used force to break up rallies across Russia Saturday as tens of thousands of protesters ignored the extreme cold and police warnings to demand the release of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Navalny had called on his supporters to protest after being arrested last weekend as he returned to Russia from Germany for the first time since being poisoned with a nerve agent he says was slipped to him by state security agents in August. Authorities had warned people to stay away from Saturday's protests, saying they risk catching COVID-19 as well as prosecution and possible jail time for attending an unauthorized event. A Chinese city has brought 2,600 temporary treatment rooms online as the country's north battles new clusters of coronavirus. The single occupancy rooms in the city of Nangang and Hebei province just outside Beijing are each equipped with their own heaters, toilets, showers, and other amenities. Special attention has been paid to Hebei because of its proximity to the capital, and the province has locked down large areas to prevent further spread of the virus. The U.S. Census Bureau is suspending efforts to create neighborhood-level statistics on its citizenship and age of residents using 2020 census data. The announcement is the latest rollback of Trump administration census-related initiatives that critics feared would be used to favor Republicans and whites during the drawing of state and local districts. Larry King, who quizzed thousands of world leaders, politicians, and entertainers for CNN and other news outlets in a career spanning more than 6 decades, has died at the age of 87. He had been in the hospital in Los Angeles with COVID-19 infection, according to several media reports. He had endured health problems for many years, including a near-fatal stroke in 2019, as well as diabetes. CNN said he'd been in the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles for more than a week. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.